let's talk movies. Michael Jones in to have a chat about, well, quite a hot film at the moment, isn't it?
Let's talk Oscar-nominated movies. This one's had 6 Oscar nominations.
That's not a small amount of Oscar nominations.
And it's called Phantom Thread.
Mm.
It stars Daniel Day-Lewis, Vicky Krieps. She's a German actress. She was in The Young Karl Marx. That screened at the Sydney Film Festival last year, so you might remember her. Leslie Manville, who's a veteran of a lot of British TV, but she's a very, very good actress. This film is written and directed by Paul Thomas Anderson.
Of course it is.
You might remember films such as Inherent Vice, The Master, There Will Be Blood, Punch Drunk Love, Magnolia, all those sorts of films. So it's not like he hasn't had films that haven't been nominated for Oscars before. He's got form, does Paul Thomas Anderson. This film is set in the late 1940s, early 1950s London. Daniel Day-Lewis plays esteemed fashion designer, dressmaker Reynolds Woodcock. To say that Reynolds has a few quirks and eccentricities would be an understatement. He is a very, very difficult man to live with and work with. But, of course, you know, he's one of those brilliant people, so people forgive him those eccentricities and often just downright rudeness.
Wonderful.
Look, Reynolds also has a very unusually close relationship with his sister, whose name is Cyril, played by Leslie Manville. She actually manages every aspect of his life until... One day Reynolds meets Alma, played by Vicky Krieps, and immediately falls for her. But it turns out that Alma is not quite like his previous muses. She has ambitions and a mind of her own.
Wow, dramatic.
Ooh, yes, it is. Yes, no, Phantom Thread. It's actually a highly unusual romance. Reynolds almost seems incapable of expressing love, yet he obviously desires affection. And Alma goes about trying everything she knows and can think of to try and get Reynolds out of his comfort zone and into her arms, often blocked by the overprotective Cyril. She's just got other ideas on how Reynolds should be treated. Until Alma finally comes up with a very creative solution, which I don't want to reveal any spoilers. Look, Phantom Thread, it's often hilarious. Reynolds often says some of the most inappropriate things without realizing it. Sometimes you think, oh, maybe he does realize it, and other times, but he's just so damn rude, and it's quite hilarious. And also his sister Cyril, again, is just plain rude at times, in the guise of being polite.
Of course,
you know,
yeah, of course.
She's just firm and yet extremely offensive to people. And also the eventual twisted nature of the relationship, both between Alma and Reynolds, and Alma, Reynolds, and Cyril. It's almost a love triangle of sorts.
Ooh.
Yeah, it doesn't get quite that icky, but there is some other weird stuff going on in the relationship between Alma and Reynolds. You just go, my goodness, that's unusual. At about 2 hours, 10 minutes, this is one of the shorter Paul Thomas Anderson films that I can recall. Maybe he could have chopped out another 10 minutes, but this film feels a lot less self-indulgent than some of his previous efforts, especially Inherent Vice. That was just felt like it went on forever. The film is also shot with those sort of washed out, muted tones that give it that lovely period feel as well. It looks like it was made in the late 1940s, 50s. It's a terrific looking film. There's also some very clever use of foley and sound design in some scenes, which really amp up tension and also the humour as well to look out for. I won't spoil those for you, but there's a lot of good scenes around the breakfast table in this film. Just look out for those. Yes, you will enjoy them. Look, Daniel Day-Lewis, he does kind of steal the show with his usual all-in performance, even though this is supposed to be his final performance.
Theoretically.
Look, if he keeps getting scripts like this, I'm sure he'll keep coming out of retirement for one more time. He's going to keep getting nominated for Oscars if he does. But, of course, Leslie Manville and Vicky Krieps, they're also great foils for Lewis as well in this film. Overall, Phantom Thread is constructed of all the right materials for an intelligent and entertaining film, with a bit of a twist sewn into the lining.
Michael Jones, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
We'll talk movies again this time next week.